Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The NFC West is expected to be one of the toughest divisions during the 2021 season. Division champion Seahawks seemingly have resolved any issues with star quarterback Russell Wilson. The Rams, who won a playoff game in Seattle last year, upgraded their signal caller by acquiring Matthew Stafford. So that brings us to Arizona. When Cardinals general manager Steve Keim was asked about having a franchise QB like 2019 first overall pick Kyler Murray, he said, "It's so exciting for me to have the opportunity to build around a young player. Having a franchise player who's not a big hit on your salary cap is certainly a great position to be in the NFL." Meanwhile, another former first overall pick has been in the news lately. Alex Smith, who San Francisco took with the number one overall pick back in the 2005 draft, was asked about his draft classmate Aaron Rodgers. The Packers and their franchise QB are currently mired in a stalemate. And in an interview with USA Today Sports, Smith saying, quote, "Clearly it's not an ideal situation and not what it should be," and that Rodgers is, quote, "owed a certain level of respect from the team." Smith's former teammate in Washington, wide receiver Terry McLaurin, certainly respected what the QB did for him and the football team last year, leading them to an NFC East division title. During a recent interview on Sirius XM Radio, McLaurin marveled at Smith's toughness and leadership.
"I'm out there running routes, so I can't quite feel the pressure of the rush or seeing those hits that he's possibly taking. But I think that which was so unique for our team last year is him and Coach Rivera were so unique in what the adversities they were going through last year. And it was a little similar in the sense just obviously Coach Rivera is dealing with cancer, but Alex Smith was dealing with a life-threatening injury. And, you know, just the way they approach practice, like I said, you never would have known anything was wrong with them, by the way. They never had a feel sorry for me moment. They never really had moments where they were like, they're going to use what they were going through as an excuse. They were always going to try to put their best foot forward. And one thing with Alex, he was just cool, man. Like you come in the huddle when you see 11 coming in and you feel like you have a chance. And the way he galvanized our team and put us in the best position to make a playoff run was really cool.
And for analysis on all the storylines heading into training camp 2021, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. A brand new episode is available today. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.